Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Welcome to Point of View. My name is Pimelo Modine. Thank you so much for being with us. So we have a special today. So grab your telephones and start dialing in on 086-00-00959. We've been chasing the MMC of Transport for a while in Johannesburg because lots of you have been asking many, many questions. So we'll actually give you an entire hour. Ask any questions. He is here. He's going to take your calls. He's going to take all your WhatsApps. And this is the time for you to call in and bring up those issues. In fact, I wish my colleague Tiko was here because Tiko always asks the question, you know, I want to ask MMC, what about this, what about that? So we'll get to that in a short while. But as you know, we have our X-Files on a Tuesday, the Apartheid X-Files. So today we are speaking about Neil Agut. You may remember Neil Agut. In fact, we'll have an entire conversation about Neil Agut. It's one of those, again, those stories that have not been wrapped up yet. And we'll have a conversation with the family representative. We're going to speak about we're going to speak to Mpumelelo Zikalala about the constitution, EFF's constitutional court bid today. That's obviously in relation to Palapala report, and we'll have a full and lengthy conversation about that. And then lawyers for human rights are threatening to take government to court again about Stilfontein. We'll have a conversation with them as well. MMC for Transport and Roads in the city of Johannesburg is in studio with us today. So that means you are very, very welcome to give us a call to ask all your questions in relation to the roads and transport of Johannesburg. 086-00-00959. MMC, good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Pimelo, and thanks for having me.
Thank you for giving us your time today. You will be flooded, I can tell you, by all the questions that are going to be coming through. Okay, let's quickly touch on what happened yesterday. Yesterday, you went to go and see taxi drivers. You went to see some bus operators. But you were going to give them an update on an expansion of the Rea Vaya transport and introduction of a few more vehicles. Just tell us what happened.
Pamelo, remember that I launched the 45 buses. The shareholders of Pyotrans, 299 families, asked me to assist them to bring the company back to life as those who came in the past 12 years stole them blindly. CEOs, CFOs, board members, they just ripped them off. And they've never seen real money for giving away their taxes. And I agreed to assist them. So they then did a resolution as the shareholders that I should headhunt the board members. I did that. The term of the board members was just around 6 months so that they can understand what's going on in their company because they don't know. And subsequent to me recommending these board members, of which one was an Indian lawyer, two white ladies, where one was corporate lawyer, one was chartered accountant, and other black guys that understood the industry. And they unraveled the rot that was at Pyotrans, how these families were stolen blind by people. Then the two creditors went to court and asked the court to put Pyotrans on business rescue, which was actually a blessing for the families. And the court appointed a business rescue practitioner. However, no company wanted to touch Pyotrans, and Pyotrans needed buses. So I spoke to a few companies. They said, no, we can't touch Pyotrans. Then I spoke to a friend of mine, Mandla Gaba, to talk to the bus companies to give these guys buses because the report said for Pyotrans to survive, it needs buses. Whether it's feeder buses, whether it's compliant buses, but it needs buses. So Mandla Gaba became a surety, not an owner of buses. He spoke to people. These people agreed that they will give passes on the basis that Mandla Gaba is saying, if they don't pay you, I'll pay you. So he became a surety. He does not own the buses. He does not own anything.
Mm.
So these buses came, 45 buses. Now, these 45 feeder buses have been there before.
Mm-hmm.
But because of the mismanagement and the poor management of Pyotrans Affairs, the buses were damaged. They were never fixed. Because people were buying poor parts. People were buying parts that could not fit into buses. So we launched these 45 buses, but the people at the depot, I don't know deliberately or what, or a mistake, but let's call it a mistake. They then sent these buses out to test the system in the buses. But they sent them out with the original number plates. The owner of the buses took buses from KZN, Mpumalanga, to bring them here. So the process of operating licenses, discs, changing number plates had already started.
Mm-hmm.
So on the Monday, so the Thursday we launched, and I said on Monday the buses will be on the road.
Mm.
So the officials at the depot sent out the buses on Monday with the original number plates. Mm.
KZN and so on.
Which was a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
It was wrong for them to do that. Because you can't operate in Gauteng with a KZN bus.
Mm-hmm.
It means that bus does not have an operating license.
Gotcha.
But because we started this process in February, and the business risk practitioner wrote to transport department and say, can I have deviation so that I can be able to reach my rescue plan?
Mm-hmm.
So, but because there was a process of cancel process and so on and so on, it took longer.
Mm-hmm.
So the buses went, the taxi drivers, taxi operators, taxi associations in Soweto, STS, they stopped the buses.
Mm.
Said, you can operate here. Which was fine. The taxi associations were correct.
Mm-hmm.
But the number plates and the papers arrived on that same day.
Okay.
So they changed the number plates. And everything. So, but the taxi associations made contact with me. I was out of Johannesburg. I decided to come back. I met them, the chairpersons of the associations in Soweto. I explained to them because they thought that this is a new business.
Mm.
They thought that this, I have given Mandla Gqaba the roots of Soweto. I explained to them. I was with the BRP in that meeting.
Yes.
And they kind of understood and said, give us 7 days to consult with our associations. We gave them the 7 days. We came back after 7 days and they said, no, there are other questions that we can't answer.
Mm-hmm.
Can you come and address the associations?
Mm-hmm.
In Soweto.
Mm.
I agreed. But I was traveling on official business.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, no, it's fine. I'm arriving on Sunday. Let's do it on the 25th. We agreed on 11 o'clock in Soweto. The officials at Transport got Orlando Community Hall. Where I am going now to explain what I've explained to them,
mm-hmm.
to the broader members of these taxi associations.
Yes.
I get there. Now, in the meeting with the taxi associations, with the chairpersons, I said to them, guys, my helping or me helping Pyotrans is out of concern for 299 families that are going to lose an income. I cannot allow that to happen. That's why I'm assisting these people. Then we go to the meeting yesterday. The hall is packed. They are there. So the chairperson of NTA, which has... So there's Santago and NTA.
Mm-hmm.
Santago has got taxi associations under them. NTA has got taxi associations under them. But... Soweto is majority run by NTA.
Mm.
not Santaco.
Mm-hmm.
So the chairperson of NTA, Moyo, says, gives background. We had buses with number plates. We called the MMC, asked for a meeting. He explained. But then we said, let him come here and explain to you.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, now I'm giving the opportunity to the MMC. The secretary of NTA stands up and says, no. There was a meeting with STS, which is an association under NTA.
Mm-hmm.
And we STS have agreed that the MMC must not speak.
Okay.
Because the MMC has chosen a side.
Okay.
The MMC has said that he's concerned about 299 families, which mm-hmm. means he's not concerned about us.
As a taxi.
So we don't want him to speak.
Mm-hmm.
The MMC has given our roots to Mandla Qaba.
Mm-hmm.
So, on the basis of that, we don't want him to speak because he has chosen a side.
Okay.
Which is a distortion of what I said in the meeting with the chairpersons. And by the way, the same secretary wanted to raise that issue in the meeting with the chairpersons. And one of the chairpersons said, no. We are not there. The MMC must go and explain what he explained
mm-hmm.
to us. But after the meeting, I said to the secretary, what were you raising?
Mm-hmm.
And he raised this issue. And I explained to him, I said, secretary, no. I am saying the reason I am assisting these people is out of concern for these families that will run out of income. It's not to say that I am neglecting the taxi associations. By the way, Pemelo, the taxi associations for over 20 years have asked government to allow them to run the taxi ranks. It has not happened. I have put together a report to council, mayoral committee and council, to say, let us give all the taxi ranks to the taxi associations to run. Because Santago took me to a Randburg Mall taxi rank,
mm-hmm.
which they've been running for over 20 years.
Mm.
There's no crime. I interviewed people there.
Mm.
There's no crime. The taxi rank is clean.
Mm.
There's an optometrist with a container there to test the eyes of the drivers.
Mm. Mm.
I actually launched three, four, five weeks ago
mm-hmm.
where I gave them a holding area next to the taxi rank because they were parking on the road, on the pavement.
Yeah.
So I gave them a holding area. So they said, this is the motel. They took me to Orange Farm where Transnet has given them their offices, which they turned into a taxi rank. Clean, no crime. So I did a report using the National Land Act.
Yes.
To say, let us give all the taxi ranks, all the taxi associations in Joburg to run the taxi ranks. And the city must pay them. So for them to say, I'm concerned about 299 families and I don't care about them. It's far from the truth. Before, whilst I was doing helping Pyotrans, I was also helping. I took that report to council.
Mm.
Some political parties refused to vote for it. But I took it to council. So yesterday, after after what was said,
yes.
STS chairperson stood up and said, yeah, no, we don't want the MMC to speak.
Okay.
He has chosen a side. So I stood up. In fact, the chairperson, Moyo, he said, but guys, we said this man must come and speak here. But it's fine. STS has taken a decision. They are a majority. So all of us will then go with that view.
Okay.
That he must not speak. And I took the mic. I said, I respect your decision for me not to speak here.
Mm.
So I'm leaving. But since you say you want the mayor, I'll bring the mayor. So I am out of that. They have taken me out of this process, which means the BRP
mm-hmm.
must now move with this process. I was intervening mm-hmm. so that this there's a process that would be able to cater for everyone.
Mm.
So what people must understand is that as we are helping these 299 families, but there's also residents of Soweto who are saying, we want BRT. We want Rea Vaya. Because we spend less when we travel on Rea Vaya. So those are the also the people that I'm taking into consideration.
Mm.
And I understand that these shareholders, it was not their fault. They were put in a corporate structure when they were used to collecting 1,000 rand, 1,500 a day. But now they are put in a corporate structure and people are appointed and people take advantage of them not knowing how the corporate world works and they steal them blind. So they said they want to see the mayor. They don't want to see me, which is fine. I'm very fine with that. I've spoken to the mayor. The mayor said he'll see a date next week. But the mayor is saying, because I told him, I cannot be there. You must go and see them. And the mayor said, look, you have to be there. I said, mayor, I cannot be there. These people say they don't want me. I've chosen a side. I've not chosen a side. I was very honest from the beginning. And Pimelo, I will never be apologetic for helping black people. I'm helping 299 families who are about to lose the meagre income they are getting. I want them to get money that they deserve for giving away their taxes. But I'm being told about where this thing started. I'm not there. I am here. The 45 buses are not new. It's not a new business. It's buses that are replacing the buses that are damaged. They are using the same routes that Rea Vaya buses has always been using. So the BRP, in fact, 2 weeks ago, the BRP said to me when they wanted this 14 days, he said, MMC, I've respected you. We gave these people 7 days. But as the BRP, I've been appointed by court.
Mm-hmm.
I have gone to the creditors and said, I've got a business rescue plan for this company so that I can pay you. So if I'm now going to stand back and do nothing, these creditors can sue me personally. So I have to approach the court. I said, BRP, please, don't go to court first. Let's wait for the meeting of the 25th.
Mm.
Let me see how that meeting goes. So yesterday, the BRP told me that, no, I did go to court, but I made sure that the date that I get is after this 25th meeting.
Mm.
So on Thursday, we are going to court. I'm going to interdict them from stopping the buses from operating. I'm going to ask the court to compel JMPD and SAPS to protect these buses. So I am now out. I was trying to find a harmonious solution. But unfortunately, STS, not other associations, there's different associations.
Mm.
Those associations were there. They didn't meet for me not to speak. STS met for me not to speak. That's what came out of that meeting.
Mr. Kunene, can I just take a quick break?
Yes.
There are calls as well coming through, lots of other questions coming through, but I need to do this. We'll take more of your calls on 086-000-959. I'm with the MMC of Transport in the City of Johannesburg. All right, we continue our conversation with MMC of Transport in the City of Johannesburg. And as I promised, we will be taking your calls. And I've got already Nzwaki, who's calling from Soweto. MMC, I know that you can hear Nzwaki. Nzwaki, welcome and thank you so much for calling.
Hi, thank you, Pamela. Thank you for having me. MMC, good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you for your efforts to save the jobs of the 295 bus drivers and their families' livelihood. And also, I would like to request that in this whole thing that's going on, can also the taxi associations consider the people that bring in the money, which is the passengers? And this seems to be forgotten at the end of the day. They are fighting about their livelihoods, which they forget where it comes from. can they also respect the passengers? We are the people that hold the money. Can they also, we had a lot of frustrated passengers that need to seek alternative transport. They must use the train because now the feeder buses are not operating. Please. Thank you.
Noted.
Thank you, Ntswaki. I've got a, it's a WhatsApp. And it's on, it says, Pamela, please clarify, maybe I missed the conversation. Did the MMC say he used his friend to broker the deal? Was there due diligence done here? Where there is smoke, there is definitely fire. And this is from Tswane. It's Mamadimo.
I will answer it very, you know, South Africans have got this thing. When people bring solutions, they want to question how the solutions were brought about. I went to bus companies. Nobody wanted to touch Pyrotrans. Correctly so, because it was bankrupt.
Yeah.
It was a company whose finances were not sound for any business to commit its investment. And I went to my friend who is in the bus industry, because the shareholders asked me to help them. And my friend said, no, let me go and see who I can talk to. And he spoke to a bus owner and said, look, I'll be the surety. Yes, my friend became the surety for me to be able to help these people that have asked for my help. That's what I have done, and I've been very open about it from the beginning. I've been very clear and honest about it. Malda Kaba is my friend. And I reached out to my friend to help 299 families because no company wanted to touch them. But this company agreed on the strength of my friend's relationship with the company. What is wrong with that? Black people, when black people help each other, they question, they talk about smoke. Yet white companies, white people, Jews, Indian people, help each other all the time in the same model. And nothing, there's no smoke. I don't know why black people hate each other like this. Hate black people helping black people like this. When black people help black people, there's always a smoke or fire. It's a wrong narrative that we are putting out there.
There is another question here, MMC. It says, good evening. If possible, can the MMC please speak on the appointment of small business by MTC under his portfolio, where employers are made late every month that has a ripple effect on their families? Just talk to the MTC issue.
Oh, my God. Look, we have an SMME panel at MTC. MTC is Metro Trading Company, which implements IT projects for the city. When we were running economic development in 2020, we instructed our MMC at the time to make sure that an SMME panel was established, because SMMEs were competing with big companies.
Mm-hmm.
That SMME panel was established. I think it expired in August, and it will be re-advertised. So they can then apply. They must check the website of MTC so that they can apply to be part of the panel of SMMEs. However, I do know that big companies, when they get work, they also plug in SMMEs. But the issue of payments, I wouldn't be aware of until they are brought to my attention.
And the issue of employers are made late every month, what is this about?
I don't understand. I don't know. I really don't understand. What is that?
Okay. MMC, there was a report that was released on the safety of the bridges in the
yes.
city of Johannesburg. Scary stuff. Scary stuff. There's no budget. What's going to happen?
I think you must say there's a report that you released, because that report was released by me. I did a press conference after I became the MMC.
Yes.
And subsequent to that, I released that report.
Yeah.
Pimelo, we've got 1,591 bridges in Johannesburg. And when we say 1,591 bridges, that includes smaller bridges, that includes culverts. Culverts is where you would build, you would elevate a road and put in culverts under so that water can run underneath so that it does not flood the road. So those are also called bridges. So of those, about 920 of them are in a bad to worst condition, which means they can collapse anytime. I've written to the presidency last year. I wrote to the MEC of Transport. Unfortunately, she doesn't have money or capacity. I've written to the Minister of Transport, mm-hmm. of Transport. I've written to the Minister of Public Works because infrastructure grant sits at Public Works. But to date, as we speak, nobody has responded to me. None
yes, because
of them
I was going to ask
me.
You about that. Your plan was to go to national and ask for that money because the city doesn't have that kind.
I have.
Yeah, and nothing.
I did that last year. Mm-hmm. Nobody has responded to me. From the presidency, nobody said, we don't have money, we can assist you with this much. Nobody. So basically, national government does not care about what will happen with these bridges. So, but when a bridge collapses, you will see them with suits here. When the bridge collapses and kills people, you'll see them coming with suits here. Some cheap, some expensive, and pretending to be caring. But I'm saying, here's a problem. The engineers have identified a problem. Let us rehabilitate these bridges before they kill people. We've got G20 coming here next year, November.
The province?
The province has no money. I work well with the MEC of Transport. Mm. She has no money. She would want to help, but she has no financial capacity to help. But Transport, National Transport,
Public Works,
Presidency has never responded to me, whether they are helping or they are not helping. But we've got G20 coming next year. We've got the biggest political gathering coming in this country. Coming to Johannesburg, the traffic signals are not working. Roads are not in a proper condition. Bridges are on the verge of collapse. You are having presidents of countries here, coming here, ministers. And nobody is saying, how do we capacitate Johannesburg financially so that it can be able to mitigate? So nobody cares. Nobody cares. But when disaster happens, they come with blue lights and ties and suits here and pretend to be caring. This thing must come to an end, Pimelo. We need to maintain our infrastructure. We need to rehabilitate our infrastructure. These bridges have not been, some of them over 40 years, they've not been touched. We see bridges collapsing every now and then. You saw a bridge collapsing there on Grayston Drive.
And you were worried about the one on the M1 not so long
yes.
ago.
Yes. So our road infrastructure is old. You've got mining happening here where sinkholes are emerging. You talk to the Department of Minerals to commit funds for that mining companies pay for the rehabilitation. The Department of Minerals does not respond to you. And when sinkholes emerge, citizens of Johannesburg are saying, JRA, the sinkholes, you are doing nothing. Yet we have no capacity, financial capacity. The city does not have that money. The Department of Minerals is refusing to commit that money. You've got Lille Ngoy.
Yes.
That was a disaster. Yet, infrastructure grant, disaster fund has not been committed. We are working on the budget of service delivery funds in the city to fix that road.
So just tell me quickly the issue of Lille Ngoy. Who's now responsible and who's the custodian of getting that fixed? Is it the city or the province? Because there was some...
No, it's still the city.
Sometime there were issues there.
No. JRA is responsible for road infrastructure. And what should have happened there is that disaster grant should have been given.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing was given.
Handed
from province
to the city.
From province, from national.
Yes.
I had to redirect service delivery funds. The city, through the city manager's office, had to redirect funds so that we can be able to start work at Lilian Ngoyi.
Wait.
National government,
MMC, wait.
Provincial government has not given money so that this disaster can be fixed. So you must, in a city that we call a world class African city. So we are working, we are taking money from what should be fixing service delivery issues in the city. We are taking that money and fixing a disaster.
MMC, did the province, we were there, did the province not commit to giving the grant to the city for that road?
There's no grant that was given. The province does not have money. Remember, the province gets, so this is intergovernmental relations, IGR.
Yes, yes.
So the province will say, the municipality needs money.
Yes.
So national will give the province, mm-hmm. province will give
yes.
the municipality.
Yes.
So province has not gotten money to give us for that particular disaster.
So who and pays the initial money?
This is my understanding.
To the tender?
Disaster fund sits up there at national.
So who paid the initial funds to start the project?
It's the city of Johannesburg.
The city.
So we had to redirect service delivery. The revenue that we collect,
yes,
that is meant to do potholes, yeah. resurfacing, and so on. We had to redirect that money to do this disaster.
What happened with this particular tender? Because it's now on hold.
It's not on hold. Mm-hmm. There's been issues with the contractor that was...
Mm-hmm.
Remember, there was a consultant appointed on an emergency basis. Mm-hmm. They did what they needed to do. Then there was a consultant appointed to now oversee the project based on the recommendations or the BOQ of that particular
initial consultant. Assessment.
And then a contractor is now appointed to implement.
Mm-hmm.
But there were technical issues that delayed the project, but also there was not enough funds to pay to allocate to GRA to pay the contractor on time.
Mm.
So the contractor could not perform because they were not being paid, but they were losing employees also, critical employees. So then there was a mutual agreement that we should just part ways. So
okay.
The process of SCM had to then be initiated to then appoint another contractor.
Yeah.
So that they can proceed with the project. So, but at the center of the problem of Lilian Ngoyi is the lack of recognition from national government that this is what happened in New York. It captured world news in New York. The same explosion. It's happening here. It captured world news, but nobody cares. They say it's a city problem.
I'm going to take a quick break, and I see your calls. I promise you I'll get them in a short while. Let me take a quick break, and I'll be back with the MMC of Transport in the city of Johannesburg after this.
Yeah.
We continue our conversation with the MMC of Transport in the city of Johannesburg, MMC Kenny Kunene. Let me go quickly to Sunny Boy. Sunny Boy, thank you so much for being patient. Hello.
Good evening, Pamela.
Hi, how are you, Sunny Boy?
Good evening to Uchongwa.
Ah, Baba.
Mina, I'll urge you to go. Don't go away. You started this project. Once you came with this thing, I remember, I was listening to you, mm-hmm. like I'm listening to you today. So now, if Ungala, to me, you will be a failure. You started something that you couldn't finish. What I would suggest to you, because you know what you are doing, so what I would suggest and I would urge you, go back, because now you went to the mayor. And then now you want the mayor to go there alone, not knowing what to say or where to start. But at least you started this thing. You even went to Kaba Brother so that at least a black person can, you know, be proud of himself. I mean, I'm proud of you because you started this thing. So I'm saying to you, go back to SCS. Go back to that meeting. They have to vote to say they want you there so that you can speak. If they vote and say, yes, we don't want you to speak, then you can leave them and go, because tomorrow there will be this thing of saying, no, they got a chance. Because now, some certain section, they say, no, he mustn't speak. You started this thing. This is your project. Since you started it, Mr. Kunene, I'm urging you. finish it off. I know I'm coming from taxi industry. 40 years ago, I was in the taxi industry. Now I'm no longer there, but I know the setbacks that you are facing there.
Nyabonga Baba, I'm not withdrawing from helping the 299 families. I'm not withdrawing from helping the taxi associations. But when people say they don't want you, you must step back. You can't force them to want you. And that is why I said to them, I respect the fact that you don't want me to speak here. And it's fine, I'll step away. And I'll tell the mayor that you want to see him. So I'm not withdrawing from helping Pyotrans. I'll continue to help those old people, those young people, those middle-aged people. There are children whose parents have died that depend on this thing. There are widows whose husbands have died that depends on this income. There are men and women there who depend on this income. I will never, ever abandon them. I'm not that type of a person. When I believe that it is the right thing to do, I commit to it till the end. The same way I've committed that the taxi associations must run taxi ranks and the city must pay them. And I will continue fighting until they have gotten that. I will continue to fight for Pyotrans to survive. Because they've given their taxis away. They've given their survival away. We cannot now let them to be nothing, to go hungry. What happened yesterday did not discourage me. It motivated me. It made me realize that it is important that I continue fighting and I continue working very hard. Even for them, for those that did not want me to speak, I'm fighting for them too. And I'll continue to do that. That's why I'm in politics. I'm a businessman. God has blessed me. I'm in politics to fight and assist even those that reject me, as long as I believe that I'm doing the right thing.
MMC, let me go quickly to Anonymous. Anonymous, thanks for your patience. Good evening and welcome.
Edingwa ilabantu abangu 299 if umasipala uyena ongahluleka ukwenza lokho ngibuye ngizola icontract le ngabe izophela nini noma mhlambi mayiphele ivuselelwa kanjani ngabe umphakathi wona ke as such uyazini ukuthi le 50 babayisebenzisayo ye transport I under contract ingaphela noma yini ngiyabona
MMC.
I don't understand ukuthi I cannot understand ukuthi nangihlaba kuphi. Number one, uBaba Ucaba has got nothing to do with the operations. uBaba Ucaba is just a surety. Number two, Pimelo, this is a lease, this bastard list. I don't know, for 2 years, a year, or 3 years. I should have probably gotten that. But I think when we started this, the lease was for 2 years. I don't know if it has been extended because of the delays. Because remember, there's been a delay from February. So it could have been extended to 3 years. Because I remember that the ED has said to me, MMC, we need to now extend this lease, because these buses have not been operational since February because of the processes. So it's a lease that will end. There is nothing untoward. Nobody's taking over. Once Pyotrans has generated enough revenue, they will then buy compliant buses. they own those buses that are there, the 60 buses, they own them. So there must be 143 buses. We are giving them 45 buses because in the beginning, when this BOKA happened, BRT happened, there were 45 feeder buses. So we are replacing feeder buses of Pyotrans. So they still lack compliant buses. But once they've generated enough capital, they can buy more buses. So this is not a new deal. It's just a question of you have got 10 taxis, you've been in accidents with five, you are now replacing your five taxis. That's what we are doing. And they are using the same routes that the 45 feeder buses that were there are using. So it's not a new thing. It's just to assist the company to say, okay, you need buses. Let's get to buses. Using the same route to replace those that were not there. I don't understand what is the problem.
Thabo, in Kagiso is also calling MMC. Take a listen to Thabo. Hello, Thabo.
Dimela Otsilega.
Martin Lika.
Martin, and Tate Kunenereang.
One is Dumel.
Firstly, I want to say Relewa with Kenya Hauman and Tate. Relewa Li information or Rashad and Anyuan. You know, there's this video circulating about black leadership that simply states that current black leadership that we have is actually betraying its own people. And when we vote with hope and believe that the leadership that we're voting for will make our lives better. But instead, we in fact killing ourselves, shooting ourselves on the foot. And if we can't then get anything done properly, there's no one else to vote for. The only thing we can do is just hand over the land to the previous government that basically oppressed us. And that's not an option. The issues that you've raised, everything that you've said, pointing at presidents and other stakeholders that you've mentioned are not willing to assist, with the issues that you've created a report about and they're not doing anything about, that's a perfect example to show the kind of leadership we have. And I'm telling you, one day, our own people will realize this. And we will then do the unthinkable, because we cannot continuously have the same issues, same leaders who don't take the issues that we experience on a daily basis to head and address them. We can't have that. And this is not only with the department, it's with every other department across the government spectrum. It's something that we cannot live with. And this show in Anna that you're doing, it's really making a difference, calling the big shots, people who make decisions, to come and account. But it doesn't serve a purpose when we invite these leaders to come and account, and when we raise these issues with them, and they tell us whatever they think, and then after that, there's no follow-ups. Mm. I think, furthermore, you need to take this further and create maybe once a month where we get feedback on the issues that each caller makes or each caller raises. Mm. So that we can know if there's progress or not. We cannot have a leader coming and tell us this is what's happening, and the next thing, that leader is gone and knows that it's like this session somebody having with the communities, and the person only speaks once, and after that, they're gone.
I understand.
So we need to have the follow-ups so that at least the leaders that we vote for, that we believe in, are basically held accountable. These are serious issues. So please look at my suggestion and then take it further in that way.
We'll do that, Tampa. Thank you so much for that. So MMC, what then happens now? Your report was quite comprehensive when you came in with details of what needs to be done, what's required, and the immediate problems. You now have no budget, no one's responding. And you can hear people are saying, well, you can't abandon us now. What then happens?
Pimelo, I will not abandon. I'm in politics to make a difference. That's why my salary helps young people, old people, NGOs. I'm hoping that I'll be heard But I'm also hoping that those that have got the power to advance funds would find it in their hearts to do so. It's not for me. Every country that is developing, you see them by their road infrastructure. You look at Singapore, their road infrastructure, when the president of Singapore took over, the first thing he did was to improve on the road infrastructure. You look at Dubai, you look at all the developed countries.
What we are struggling with, MMC, is that if this is political, you now are in a partnership in the city of Johannesburg.
Yes.
Are things not improving in how, as government, you are working and cooperating together well?
Look, coalition is a new thing in South Africa. Mm-hmm. And we must be very realistic. The ANC and the DA have been used to running municipalities by themselves. And some of us have come with a different energy. Some of us are working hours that normal politicians have never worked. So there is that element of let's frustrate him because he will shine. There is that element. We must be truthful. But you are not frustrating me. You are frustrating service delivery. You are not hating me. You are hating the citizens of Johannesburg. And that is why it is important that in a coalition, that's why we as the Patriotic Alliance went to Israel to go and learn about their model of coalition. So that when we come back, realizing that South Africa is going to a national coalition, we are able to understand how we must express ourselves in that coalition. That is why the president of the Patriotic Alliance, Gethin McKenzie, who is the Minister of Sports, Arts and Culture, is able to express himself properly in that particular GNU. That is why where I am, I'm able to express myself properly in this GLU. The GLU is intact, Pimelo, but we need to deal with these political issues where we must understand that service delivery must never be politicized. When it's service delivery, it's service delivery. It does not speak to politics.
I have another anonymous on the line. Thanks for your patience, anonymous. Good evening and welcome.
Yeah, bon jani.
Si kona ninjanba.
Yeah, piva. Na yasawona MMC.
Sawona ba.
Eh, bengizwa ngikhuluma nange issue le yemgwaqo ama bridge nanani.
Yebo.
Eh, so mina bengicela ukuthi mhlawumbe lento le mhlawumbe ingaqali ngaphandle because the problem ngiyakhuluma ngebudget nanani. So when the budget comes, mele ibuye mhlawumbe into managers who need to be responsible for that responsibilities ukuthi bayenza kanjani. But in my view, I understand ukuthi even the managers or whoever is there on those departments, they have clueless ukuthi mhlambe mele kwenze njani. I think you need to start mhlambe in the depots, you check ukuthi mhlambe people who you are going to give them that budget are capable of doing the right things now, because I think it's just njengathi kuyazalo.
Okay,
we work with them, we understand. Nakhona mhlambe our position are very low, so there is nothing you can say even if you know something. Because bona they think ukuthi if ba ama manager nanani, they don't listen to anyone even if they are doing izinto ezingekho right.
Awusitshelela baba, usebenza ku depo wena?
Yeah, I'm also working at, I'm working at the, actually we do work with you MMC. We've been running around, so we were there, money and Zagolisima, and that is why I don't want to mention
okay,
my name.
Okay, no, that's fine.
Yes, yeah. So we are there at the depots, but the people that are supposed to be running, I mean, Lezo, they are clueless, honestly speaking. I think that is why I'm saying,
okay,
before you can hand over the budget and whatever, hand that budget to people that are going to be responsible.
Hmm. Yeah, no, I must appreciate your input. Look, JRA has been, before I came in, JRA was very, very corrupt. I don't want to lie. I actually addressed the SCM department and HR, and they took me to SAMU that I was swearing at them. And indeed, I was swearing at them because I was very angry, Pimelo, that greed and selfishness drives people to a point where service delivery is hampered. Substandard work is being done by companies because people are demanding monies that companies can't give them. Tools of trade are not being given to the depots. So, but I introduced a different work ethic, and I saw some improvement. There's a problem of project managers who signed off on projects that are substandard. And I have said we need to hold them accountable. If we have to open criminal cases, we must do so. And if you look at the work that has been done since I've taken over, you will see that a lot of improvement has happened. Asphalt was being dumped in the parks, in the felt, because people wanted to knock off early. I dealt with that, but that's a discussion for another date, for another time, when you ask me how did I introduce this different work ethic. We are getting good feedback from the communities about JRA. The regions are working, but it's because I introduced a different work ethic, and I made sure that everybody is held accountable. So we are there right now, and but I appreciate the input.
Let's take a listen to a voice note.
Mr. Kenny Kunene, I agree with you. Infrastructure as a whole in Johannesburg, it's in a blink of collapsing. I'm telling you, it's in a blink of collapsing. I want to talk about something. Into house I aha, because we will talk about you. Into house I aha, we will talk about you. How we aha, we will talk about you. Aye, you'll never care. These people are to remember. They don't care what's happening. They don't care who are going to in. Look at the metrics. Different. Provinces, the metros, because in Tutsi, Haria Hokibona. So, how about Hurentue in Alipiroteso, Sonsohor by Tilize, Horabatabaskiba Hubala, and then by refresh by Akelabuncha? Ah, we are wasting our time. Maranaki Rehe, Kenukunen, Erehudirahalen to MP. Hoski Hatola Holi, Wahan to Impetaka leads because what's Hamikiwa Mosmo, leadership Yamo, or what's Hamikiwa, Ahonono Hono Hono collapse avail, who fell a hobebial. Are you feel money kill this leadership? Narana Hori di preaches the Barbary preaches the Akilukana Homang, the building the Akilukana Koma, Kanaka Hamang. So I suspect your Kiwaswabisa or leadership in at the Lodisi up to date. Hey, Kibona Hoswabisa.
Sure, hey, MMC, you're going to have to come back.
You can anytime for you.
People are despondent, as you can hear. And I mean, what do we do now?
No, Pemelo, we must keep fighting. We must never give up. You see, I'm a winner. All I do is win. I never give up. I'm very optimistic. Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior, and I never give up.
So then what technically is the plan going forward? National is not responding. Public Works is not responding. What then is the next plan of action?
Is to use these platforms to continue reminding them of their responsibility, of what needs to be done in Johannesburg. Otherwise, there's nothing we can do. In the city, we are trying to bring other models of generating revenue. The GLU is intact in the city of Johannesburg. We had a PMC today. We discussed issues. We are aligned. But we are just limited by funds. And in any country that has got a leadership that can think properly, that makes sense. A city that represents the country becomes the best city in terms of infrastructure. Johannesburg represents not only South Africa, but Africa. In New York was worse than Johannesburg. Ruth Giuliani turned it around. Salvador was worse than Johannesburg. Bukele turned it around. He's now the president. So you need leadership. The problem in this country is leadership. That is the problem. Children are dying from poisonous food that they buy from tuck shops. And there's no leadership. That is being massaged. So the problem is leadership. And that is why myself and Gaetan McKenzie are in politics, because we realized a few years ago in 2013 that there's no leadership in this country. And we must come in and see and try to convince South Africans to have confidence in us so that we can bring a different type of leadership. The leadership of people like Paul Kagame, the leadership of Bukele, the leadership of people that can make a difference, Jinping, the leadership of Putin, the people that can transform the country to be strong, the economy to be strong, jobs to be created, service delivery to happen. That is the leadership we need. The ANC wants to be money. They want to please everyone. And in, at the end, they end up doing nothing.
MMC of Transport in the city of Johannesburg, Kenny Kunene, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.